This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. Rapid response to an animal disease outbreak is the aim of the new USDA traceability rule, with its visual checks and electronic tags to track most breeding cattle crossing state lines. We will hear more from USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings. Whatever you call them, what's important is that you've got them. At Wyffels Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wyffels Hybrids.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack stressed the importance of quick traceability at the recent World Dairy Expo in Wisconsin.
When I did the G7 meeting, people were very interested in H5N1 in terms of our ability to test and our ability to identify, our ability to make sure that exports were being checked and protected, that they weren't getting milk that was tainted in any way. So the ability to have that system is really, really important.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, also you can sign up for our newsletter. Don't forget to visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Combine adjustments are essential to save yield during this unique harvest season, according to tremendous Northeast Iowa area BEX agronomist Lee Konigsfeld.
Obviously, the drier we get, the more fragile those pods get, the more likely they are to start getting a lot of shattering as we start to run the combine through those. So trying to maybe slow that ground speed down a little bit, slow your reel down as much as you possibly can to continue to get it to feed evenly, but to not have those pods start popping open with the reel as much as we can help. And then obviously if you got a draper head, you're really going to see some advantages to that draper head over the traditional auger heads. Along with that, soybeans being as dusty as they are with no moisture comes soybean dust just building up on absolutely everything on the combines. Making sure that we do a good job taking our time blowing equipment off, trying to eliminate as many fire risks as we can.
He adds, as far as yields, looks good. You can find more at BEXHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.